basically the seller and the buyer must complete and sign the reverse side of the vehicle registration certificate, and the seller must also satisfy themselves as to the identity and the address of the buyer. And I suppose you may say, well, look, how are they supposed to do that? Somebody sees a car for sale side the road, they go, they buy it, they give over the money, and somebody's happy to get the money, and they're gone, and they don't verify their identity. But basically, even if they said, do you have your driving license on you, can I just see something with your name, your address on it, so that they know that they're selling? When this is not carried out and conducted, if we have an investigation, then there's a possibility that the seller could be prosecuted, because it's, as I said, a legal obligation. It's up to them. They have to get the form completed by both the seller and the buyer, and then it's up to the seller to forward the vehicle certificate on to Shannon, and then it's reissued in the new person's name. And then when it's not done, there's no offence committed. But they're selling their vehicles in good faith. They're delighted to get the money. They're selling them on, and the next thing, 3 months down the road, you could have a case where we have a criminal investigation and we have a vehicle, we're doing a vehicle check, or we're getting a chassis number, and the next thing we're back to maybe your door, and you say, well, look, I sold that on 3 months ago.